Erev Tov, sorry I'm late today. I wanted to carry on with this inyan of clothes because it's a very, very ekroni inyan in our lives. On the one hand, it is the siman of the sin of Adam and Chava, that only when they eat from the tree do they realize that they have to wear clothes. And the implication would be that had they not eaten from the tree, they wouldn't have had to wear clothes. But it has become, as I said, I spoke about it last week, that's our reality now. That's our lekat chila now. Whatever was, and that is our lekat chila now. That being the case, the derech of... We're on this subject because of the Kohen Gadol and because of the clothes being such a central part of the beginning of the parasha. And we see that this is to a large degree what has distinguished between man and animal, that man wears clothes and animals don't. It's funny, strange perhaps, that Disney, when in his attempt to humanize animals for the children, maybe for the adults, he put clothes on the animals and to make the animals human. And the derech of the Olam HaMaravi is much more to remove clothes, to lachsof, to show ourselves more. But it would appear that clothes are very ekroni to who we are and what we are. And I'm trying all the time to reconcile this together with what I've said to you so many times. It's not about how we look, it's about who we are on the inside. Mitzachini, there is something that is very, very fundamental about clothes. And even though, and this I feel very strongly about, you are not defined by your clothes, and people should not box you into a stereotype because of your clothes. I once had a shocking coming down to earth on this particular issue. I don't know whether you remember this, but probably before most of your time, there was a terrible, it's over 20 years now, there was a terrible helicopter crash in February. Two helicopters crashed over Shai Yishuv on their way to Lebanon, and we lost 72 soldiers in one go. In one evening, 72 soldiers were killed, and I happened to know one of these soldiers, and this guy was, I didn't know him well, but in my wife's parents' shul in Karnei Shomron, he used to daven there, and he had a really small kippah. And, you know, it's not really a girl's Torah, but in the boys' world, people are very often defining by the type of kippah that you wear. We've spoken about this on many occasions. He had a tiny kippah, which very often people understand that to be that I'm not that interested, and I wear it because I have to. Now, I've seen this guy on several occasions, never spoken to him. And then he was killed. He was killed in Ason HaMasukim. And I remember being so humbled by the fact that the letters and the poems that he wrote to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they found them in his drawer at home after he was buried and after the Shiva. And it was a real come down for me. You know, I actually went to the site of the helicopter crash and asked for Mechila, you know, because we judge people by the way they look, and it's very, very superficial. Those of you who told me this will remember last year at the Stern Shabbaton how girls sat with me in the afternoon and explained to me how the trend was that if you're frum, you don't wear sneakers. And it was said in such a convincing manner that I actually looked it up with that absolute nourishkeit, that people think that they can become frum just because they wear certain clothes and they dress in a certain way. That's the negative side of dress. But there is a positive side as well. Meaning, if someone dresses in a certain way, to a degree, at least to a degree, it reflects their aspirations in certain areas. So if a girl dresses in a very, very frum manner, it does mean that this is something that she thinks is good. This is something that she is aspiring towards or thinks one should be aspiring towards, as opposed to the opposite. A person who is looking at the modern day fashion and dressing in accordance with that fashion is clearly aspiring towards that. You see this with hairstyles now, where these new crazy hairstyles, like the opposite to mine, right, that I have hair on my side, that I have an elaborate middle parting. And the in thing now you see with the young boys is to have 2 ton of hair on the top and nothing on the sides, or nothing at all on the hair and a beard. And all of these things. So when I was walking around Hussites last week, so I have a woolly hat on because it was cold, and I've got a beard, so I look very trendy, right? Because that's what everyone has now. Everyone has a beard. And if someone wants to dress like a basketball player, like a football player, even though it doesn't define a person, it does say something about our aspirations. If someone wants to look like the Chofetz Chaim, wants to look like the Chazon Ish, they can't be the Chazon Ish or the Chofetz Chaim by looking like them, that's for sure. That's the downside. But the plus side is that that is their role model. And so clothes do play a very important role in us going through that jungle of trying to work out who we are and what we are. The clothes that we wear are very important, and they define something. I think you'll find that when we get to Purim this year, there'll be a lot of soldiers, a lot of soldier outfits, because people are so proud of the soldiers and they want to affiliate themselves with the soldiers and they want to put on uniform. And it's a big attraction. I once suggested, obviously, it's not very practical. If they want more people to do Shirut Lumi, they should create a uniform for Shirut Lumi, because uniforms attract people. They affiliate people to things. And I've often discussed this with you, that even if one wants to argue, and I understand the argument, that there are certain trousers that women can wear because they're women trousers, and it's not really, strictly speaking, bigotish. That's not the only sugya with wearing clothes. The sugya with wearing clothes is who we affiliate ourselves to and what we want to look like. So it is very, very important. There is significance to the clothes. We have to be able to distinguish, right, between an affiliation, an aspiration, and knowing that just because I put the stuff on, it doesn't make me the person. But the clothes, and again, clothes is so important. And I started off with my question yesterday, why does the Torah make such a fuss about clothes, right? It's only on the outside. And Hashem ro'eh lev adam, God looks into the heart of man. Why are clothes so important? But we can see that there are certain elements of clothes that are so, so critical. And this is one of them, you know, that we're always trying, at least I'm always trying to self-discover, to understand something else about myself, to know who I am and what I am. And any possible indication that helps me understand that is mevorach. And therefore, you know, we have to make the distinction. You are not someone just because you dress like them, but it does show a kivun, it shows a direction. And that's important, right? How we affiliate ourselves. When we went back to England after yeshiva, it was very important for us. It seems like nourishkeit now. It was very, very important for us at the time not to wear what the chevra were wearing back there, not to be part of the establishment. We didn't want to wear suits. We wore our white shirts. We wore them outside. Okipas ruga were slightly tilted to the left or to the right. I don't think there was a deal whether it was left or right. And it was about affiliating. It was a statement. I'm not part of this. I don't want to be part of this. I want to come live in Israel. That's a sense, a bit of a nourishkeit. But this identity issue mustn't take over our lives, but it can give us a certain amount of chizuk and inspiration. This has, of course, nothing directly to do with the Kohen Gadol's clothes. What the Kohen Gadol has to wear has got nothing to do with what he feels, but it represents something. And when people see it, they understand something. And of course, each part of the beged has enormous significance, in the same way that each part of the Mishkan has enormous significance. There's one more thing that I want to add about clothes, but Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow. Besorot Tovot.